Revenue. In an effort to curb pilferage of revenues, Governor Gladys Wenger has told Boda Boda operators to pay revenues through their registered groups or SACOs. The governor told the riders that it would also be easier for the riders to pay revenue as a team than individually. She said once the registered group or SACOs received the revenue from a rider, he will be issued with a sticker. Wenger urged the Boda Boda riders to join groups and register as savings and credit cooperative societies, SACOs, to enable them access loans. She said that the registered groups will enable effective regulation of their operations. The governor urged those who have not registered in any group to come together and form their own. She said members will be able to deposit their savings in the SACOs alongside the county government revenues. Speaking Monday during the official launch of East Camagak Boda Boda Combined Cooperative Society in Kasapul constituency, Wenger said her administration was committed to curbing pilferage of revenues. She was accompanied by of her deputy Ayugi Magwanga, Kwame Otiende Foundation Director Kwame Otiende and God Will Provide Organization Director Newton Agada. The governor said her administration has introduced digital revenue collection system in a bid to seal all corruption loopholes. There are over 58,000 Boda Boda riders in the county and they generate substantial revenue to the county government, she said. Magwanga said Boda Boda is among the sectors with a high potential of generating more revenue if regulated well. We want motorcycle riders to invest in SACOs for their prosperity through accessing development loans and dividends on their savings, he said. On his part, Otiende said he provided the Boda Boda riders with reflector jackets, helmets, deposited in their bank accounts over shush 120,000 and supported training to secure licenses. He noted that Boda Boda is the biggest employer in Homa Bay and investing in them will enhance the county's economic transformation. Otiende urged Boda Boda riders to engage in other business activities like poultry keeping and crop production to increase their sources of income. We believe that through SACOs, banking institutions will be able to offer them loans and reinvest in other business ventures for growth, Otiende said. Agada said his organization has paid annual NHIF premium for more than 200 Boda Boda riders. My organization is also supporting the education of the less fortunate children and building their families' houses. We're doing all these to improve the lives of the riders, Agada said.